From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta supplies the majority of California's fresh water supply, and the people who call this estuary home have long been at the center of a controversial project. It's called the Delta Conveyance, or the Delta Tunnel, and for decades it's been promoted by state officials to upgrade its water supply, essentially by taking water from the Sacramento River and delivering it to farms and people living in Southern California, bypassing the Delta. For locals in the area, there is a concern about what their community will look like. Alistair Bland is an environment reporter with the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state, and he joins us with some of the conversations that are taking place. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicky. Good morning.
So before we dive into the project itself, how did you approach your latest story on Delta Conveyance, the Delta Tunnels?
I took a trip out to the Delta, to the town of Hood, and I spoke with locals, and I tried to gain a sense of how the community there feels about this project and how they're concerned about how it might, building this project, this tunnel project, might impact their communities. And I tried to gain a sense also of the broader expectations for how the project could benefit water supply in California and maybe, depending who you're speaking to, help or impact the ecosystem in the Delta.
Right. Well, the town of Hood is west of Elk Grove. It's one of many Delta communities. What led you to this place specifically?
Yeah, it's one of about a dozen small towns on the Sacramento River in the Delta. It seems rather unassuming in some ways, a nice quiet place, but it happens to be at ground zero of the Delta Tunnel Project's main construction site. Just a few hundred yards north and about a mile south are the proposed locations for the intake facilities that would draw water out of the river, Sacramento River, and into this tunnel, this very large tunnel system that would go under the Delta for 45 miles. And so building these two intake sites would be years and years of construction, noise, pounding, traffic, dust. The residents there are concerned that building these intakes for the tunnel could, in the worst of scenarios, just essentially destroy their town, make it unlivable.
For those who don't actually live along the Delta, or maybe they haven't been, or at least been recently, can you help them visualize its importance in the state? How important is the Delta to California?
Well, so the Delta is the convergence. It marks the convergence of the Sacramento and the San Joaquin Rivers. It's a mosaic of islands and waterways. It's ecologically very rich, numerous fish species and all sorts of birds pass through here while migrating. And it also is the hub of the State Water Project and the Central Valley Project. These are the two water projects that in the 50s and 60s built large pumping stations in the South Delta, which still operate today, and they draw water out of the estuary into aqueducts, which send the water south through the San Joaquin Valley. So it's both an ecological hotspot and also the hub of the state's water supply system.
So I'm a California native, so I have heard about the Delta Conveyance Project or Delta Tunnels for decades. This goes back a couple generations. Can you remind us how this project got its start?
Yeah, the concept is indeed more than 50 years old. It probably emerged in the late 50s and 60s and started to gain prominence in the 70s. It was called the Peripheral Canal at the time. It was, and that was the vision. It was going to be a canal that would divert water out of the Sacramento River, well upstream, actually probably near Hood, same as the current iteration, divert it out of the river through this canal system, which would go around the periphery of the Delta and then connect to the aqueduct system that I just described at the south edge of the Delta. And the idea was that it would have fewer direct impacts on the ecosystem of the Delta that the pumps have, the pumping stations, because they're sucking water out of the system. They can cause all sorts of ecological disruptions. And it being so far upstream, this diversion point is and was considered to be less prone to potentially saltwater intrusion, which could occur from San Francisco Bay. If there's an earthquake that damages levees, that could suck water in from the bay and flood those pumping stations with salt water. And so this upstream diversion point was sold as a and has been promoted as a ecologically less disruptive site for diverting water and less prone to disruptions from saltwater intrusion. Opponents at the time had the same concerns they do now: ecosystem damage of taking water, so much water out of the system. They had to acquire land to build the canal, and voters said no to the project in 1982. It disappeared for about 20 years, reemerged in the 2000s. Governor Jerry Brown pushed it in the 2010s. It was called as a pair of tunnels, the Twin Tunnels, formerly the Bay Delta Conservation Project, then California Water Fix. Newsom came into office, downsized it to one tunnel, and that is the project that he's been pushing for several years.
Yeah, okay. So you just laid out so many iterations over the last 50 to 60 years of this project, and it still has yet to break ground. I guess what I'm hearing from you is the arguments for and against, they've stayed pretty consistent over the decades?
They have. The main concern from the environmental community and communities in the Delta and residents statewide, really, is that the diversion, even though the single tunnel as it is now proposes to divert less water than previous iterations, they're still concerned that it would take too much water out of the river before it even gets to the Delta. And that reduced flows through the Delta, they are correlated to reduced fish survival, lower survival of salmon migrating out of the system. So there's concern that this tunnel would take too much water. That's the short story of the ecological impacts, too much water out of the ecosystem. And there's the cost, $20 billion, probably more. And there's the impacts of construction on the communities in Hood. Yeah, so they're still the same concerns that have been voiced for decades. The benefits would be generally that this is, according to the proponents, it's a much needed upgrade to the state's water supply system.
It can be difficult to visualize water infrastructure. What makes this an upgrade from the state's point of view or from advocates' point of view? How is water currently transported?
So currently the Delta's water is pumped out of the estuary from the south edge. There's two pumping stations I mentioned earlier, operated by the state and federal governments. These pumping stations draw water out of the estuary into these aqueducts that head south and supply farms and cities in mostly in Southern California. These systems, they do work. They provide tens of millions of people with water. They support a thriving agriculture industry. They do work. There is concern, though, that they're breaking down and that they are vulnerable to the rising sea level, which could, in a period of decades, threaten to push salt water into these pumping stations. So that is the existing system. The Delta Tunnel is proposed as basically an augmentation to this system. It wouldn't replace it. It would augment it. It would create a yet another diversion point for water, as I mentioned, way upstream from the Delta to sort of streamline this existing system.
Got it. And you mentioned that this town of Hood along the Delta, it really stands at ground zero of this main construction site for this latest iteration, which is a single tunnel that's being proposed under Governor Newsom for, you know, the last 5 years or so. How does the town of Hood, because this is your focus of your latest reporting, how do they stand to be impacted by this most recent iteration of the Delta Conveyance Project, if it does move forward and break ground?
The construction of the intakes is the most pressing concern, because it's going to bring traffic. It's just going to magnify the existing level of traffic. Hard to even express how many more vehicles will be going through town. It's a quiet road that goes through the town as is. It's a quiet town, and there will be trucks rumbling through, carrying machinery, carrying materials. They're going to have to dredge out there's just digging, lots and lots of digging involved, as you can imagine, and that's going to create dust. There's going to be noise and pounding and congestion, and all these impacts are going to directly impact Hood. Hood is sandwiched between these two construction sites.
And I would imagine a project of this scale would take a long time to complete. I mean, what is the timeline for something like this?
Right. Construction for the Delta Conveyance Project as a whole is estimated to take, if it starts, 12 to 13 years. That's the number stated in state documents. And the construction sites for these intake systems, it would probably be 10 years of activity of the sort that I described, just north and south of Hood.
Hmm. And you mentioned that this area, I believe it's the largest estuary on the West Coast, and there are so many towns along the Delta. It is a beautiful area. I love taking a drive down the Delta. The state even calls it a recreational wonderland, a complex ecosystem that is home to a dazzling variety of wildlife, and that's off the State Water Project's website. What are some of the potential environmental impacts? You touched upon it, of this project, because it's going to take more than a decade.
Well, the environmental impacts are mostly associated with the operation of the project. So the construction is the decade-long process that we talked about. Once it's in operation, that's when people are concerned that too much water will be taken out of the system. So here's a potential scenario that is of concern to many environmentalists and proponents for the state's ailing salmon fishery, for example. They are concerned that if this project is built, that even though there are rules existing right now that limit how much water could be diverted out of the river, these people are concerned that these rules could get waived. They could get changed, edited, so that more water can be diverted. And they're concerned that if water agencies that receive this water pay $20 billion to $30, $40, whoever knows how much it might cost to get this project in place, that they are going to push as hard as they can for maximum diversions. And that is that's the main concern, that too much water will be taken out of the estuary. And that's going to would have all sorts of negative impacts for fish species that are already on the decline.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters environment reporter Alistair Bland about the potential impact of the Delta Conveyance Project on communities in the region. You touched upon some of the benefits from officials. When it comes to concern or even pushback, are there lawmakers or elected officials who aren't in support of the Delta Conveyance Project?
Absolutely. Representative Josh Harder, for one, introduced legislation dubbed Stop the Delta Tunnel Act. So he is a local elected official and opposed to this project. Senator Jerry McNerney feels this project will unfairly impact Delta communities for very questionable gains statewide. He's not even convinced it's going to help the rest of the state. So, yeah, the elected officials who represent this region are concerned about it going forward.
Do state officials who support this, or say the governor, do they acknowledge the impact that would happen to Delta communities if this project moves forward? And if they do acknowledge that but think the benefits outweigh the impact or the damage, have they addressed any of those concerns in terms of some solutions for these communities?
They absolutely recognize the impacts that could occur and will impact these communities if this project is built. They do not deny it. They recognize it. They're sympathetic to the communities in the Delta. And to offset or to address these issues, they've proposed a package of what are called community benefits. And this is described in the final environmental impact report of the project. That are meant to bolster the economy and support tourism and build new parks, create new recreation opportunities. One item is even described as providing swimming lessons for all Delta residents. So they're firm that the state is clear that they want to do everything they can to minimize the impact of this project on the Delta. But they also recognize that there will be impacts that are hard to avoid.
Okay, when you talk to people who live in the Delta, like the town of Hood or people surrounding that community, are those concessions, are they sticking?
No, they don't want to. The people of the Delta, the communities that I talk to, do not want any part of these community benefits. They see it as sort of a it is not a quid pro quo situation, but they see it as that. I mean, the state says that everyone in the Delta would receive social support, whether or not they support the project. But still, the people in the Delta feel that if they accept these offered benefits, that they're caving into this project that they really don't want.
Hmm. We only have a minute or so left, but I'm wondering, when you are listening to the pushback for this project, are there any alternatives being proposed instead of, or is it just, no, we don't want this to happen?
There are absolutely alternatives being proposed. One idea is to, I mentioned the risk of the levees breaking, levees in the Delta breaking as a result of an earthquake, which would allow salt water to flood in and swamp the pumping stations that we currently rely on. Upgrading the levees in the Delta could address that threat. Now, this would take probably $4 to $5 billion, according to estimates, to sufficiently strengthen the levees to protect against that such an event happening if there was a large earthquake. And that would be 1/5 or even 1/10 the cost of the Delta Tunnel. So that is an option that Delta residents have been pushing for. There's also alternatives like using less water in the first place in Southern California. So enhanced water conservation, capturing more urban stormwater and storing it away and using that, enhancing water recycling efforts. There's lots of ways to improve the state's water supply system. Potentially without building a project like this.
Yeah. And I believe the earliest construction could start is 2029. So that is a few years from now, which means more for you to follow, Alistair. Thank you so much for joining us with your latest reporting.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Alistair Bland is an environment reporter for Cal Matters, and we've been talking about the impact of the proposed Delta Conveyance Project on local communities and the concerns that it's raising. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.